In episode 74, we talk about the one action you can take to finish financially strong this year. And it's something you don't hear about often. And there may be an announcement about a contest and some prizes. So you ready? Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. I am so excited to have you here. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, I welcome you and I am honored to have you here. If you are back, I'm definitely grateful that you are here once again listening to this podcast. It's the first week of November and this is the time of the year that passes by in a blur in between holiday parties, gift shopping. It just comes and goes. And everything in between is just a blur. Before the blur happens, I wanted to share a particular message to you. That no matter what happened this year financially for you, whether it was something that was disappointing, maybe you didn't get to what you wanted to do this year, keep pressing because you definitely can do this. And you may think, but you don't know me, Jen. Maybe that is the case. Maybe I don't know you, but I know that as a human being that you are, and because you are listening to this podcast, that you are more than capable of doing this. So keep pressing. And I say this because if you think about the messages on the news, let's say if they're reporting that crime is down or that the national debt is down, that gets a little bit of airtime in comparison to when crime is up. Or the national debt skyrockets. You know, that information, that more negative information is plastered all over. And likewise, this during this time of year, we hear a lot of, did you meet your goals? Did you meet your New Year's resolution? So what we tend to do is we look at what we didn't accomplish, or we look at our New Year's resolutions that we weren't going to get into that more of that debt, but we are finding ourselves today during that holiday shopping on a credit card. Or we started building an emergency fund, life happened, and we are back at square one. Bottom line, these messages reminding us of our New Year's resolutions are well-intentioned, yet they bring to light what we didn't accomplish. And then what happens, that's what we end up focusing on. And of course, what happens? We just don't feel good about ourselves. I mean, hello, if you're telling us in the media, did you accomplish this New Year resolution and you know you didn't? Of course, you're not going to feel good about yourself, right? That's just natural. That's what happens to us. And if you've been following me for a while, or if you haven't, I am about making you feel good so you can get motivated and inspired to take action or stay in action. I want you to think of me as your cheerleader, someone who really, truly, and genuinely believes in you. It doesn't matter, as I mentioned, if we have met or not. It doesn't matter if I personally know you on a personal level. We all have that ability to transform our financial situation. Plus, my superpower abilities told me that you have totally got this, all right? So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the one action that you can take no matter how bad you think you goofed up with your money, and that will allow you to finish strong this year. I'm going to share with you step by step what you need to take this one action. And I'm going to share with you the details on a contest because I'm about having fun too, and what you can do to participate and what prizes you can win. So I'll get into that, all that in a while. But before I do, I wanted to usually, as you know, I give a shout out to one person usually in particular. But today, Since I'm mixing things up, I'm going to continue to mix things up this week and do a welcome to some of our new members or newer members in our community. So I want to give a big welcome to Peyton, who found us on Stitcher. I want to give a big welcome to Cecilia, who is referred to our community by another community member and friend. And I want to welcome Kelly, who found us from an interview I did on a podcast called Small Changes, Big Shifts. Ladies, I'm excited to have you in the group. I'm looking forward to the conversations that we have in there and getting to know you better. So let's go ahead on into today's show. So earlier, I was mentioning about the messages that we get in the media, having us think on how we failed, what we didn't do. So today, it's about changing that. So let's do that, okay? I want to challenge you to think about what you did do. If you've been with me for a while, you know I'm big on celebrating wins. And why? Because focusing on those wins will push you forward so you can either get into action or continue in action. So if you think about it, if you have been focusing on what you didn't get done, what has that done for you? It has probably brought your energy down, or maybe it has kicked you in the butt to make some changes. But don't you think, and I'm definitely more convinced, that is more rewarding and easier to take action when you look at what you have accomplished. And because you are doing this from a happy space. So it's definitely, I strongly believe, my opinion, of course, that it's more rewarding, it's more fruitful, and I think you can stay in action longer doing it this way. Again, that's just my take. So here's the one action that you can take so you can finish financially strong this year. And that is writing down in one spot all of your money wins. So I want for you to think about this, what you did this year, and challenge you what you accomplished financially. So take a moment, whether it's now, if it's pausing this episode and writing those wins down. If you're stuck and thinking, well, what kind of wins? So let me give you some perspective. It can be anywhere from saving more money than you have done before. It can be obviously paying some debt. And maybe it can be that you started saving for retirement and you hadn't done so up to this point. Or maybe you've been consistently doing more meal planning, which has been saving you money. Or maybe you have had some better conversations about money made with your spouse, your boyfriend, significant other. Could be you've been tithing or donating more. It could be you've been reading a money book, or maybe you've read more. Maybe you've read multiple books, money books. Maybe you have surrounded yourself with more like-minded people, or maybe you have done some other things that you consider money wins. You get to decide what those money wins are. Notice that I'm not looking for a big number. I'm looking for action. I'm looking for you to decide what you are proud of and claim that as a win. All right. Now it doesn't stop here though. I want you to acknowledge this and celebrate it. So take a moment to pick a setting that's comfortable for you. Get out the champagne if you love champagne. Get out the wine if that's your thing. Get out the coffee, and you know I'm about the coffee and the chocolate. Put your favorite music on. Whatever that is for you, pick that setting and make it comfortable for you. Get your boyfriend or your spouse, your children involved. So decide how you want to acknowledge those wins. Are you crafty? Are you techie? Maybe you're none of those above, and that's completely okay. You can do this in a variety of ways. You can buy a poster board. You can draw your wins on there. You can type and print out your wins if you don't have good handwriting like myself. You can cut out some nice images. You can be as creative as you want to be. It could be as simple as a list that you put on the refrigerator as well. If you're techie, maybe you can do a video with some music highlighting those wins. If you don't think you're crafty, you can be as simple as buying yourself a blank congratulations card at the store, even at the dollar store, and list the wins in there. Again, you get to decide how you want to do this. Just, I urge you, just make sure that you do this. I will be doing this with you too as well. So you're not doing this alone. I'm going to be doing this and I will be sharing this as well. Now, it doesn't stop there because I thought it'd be fun to have a contest. And this way we can share the wins with each other and spread that message about really celebrating those money wins in 2016. So after you do your project, you can share it on Instagram and you can tag me at Jen Hemphill, or you can share it on Twitter if Twitter's your thing, and you can tag me at Jen Hemphill, but there's an extra L. All this information will be in the show notes, so no worry. And if you don't do Instagram or Twitter, you can also share with us in our community over at jenhemphill.com/community. So besides tagging me, so that way I can definitely see it, I use these two hashtags. So tag me, share it, right? Choose your social media that you want to share it, Instagram, Twitter, and or our Facebook community. I would say Facebook, but Facebook doesn't, it's hard to find the hashtags. That's why I'm omitting Facebook in general, but you can do our Facebook group. So again, share it on the social media platform of your choice, tag me in it, and then use the two hashtags, HerMannyMatters, and the other hashtag to use is MoneyWins2016. Okay. Most of all, enjoy this process. You have time to do this. I want to spread the message and the word. So the deadline for this will be December 31st, 2016. I'm definitely giving you plenty of time. I know it's a busy time, but because we're celebrating wins of 2016, it's most appropriate that I let the year ride on through, right? Doesn't make sense to finish it up at the end of November. Now, we've got the details of the contest done, right? What you have to do with your project. Let's talk prizes. So how do you win, right? Let's do by how do you win first. And all you need to do to enter your name into the pot, right, is to share it on social media, the platform of your choice, and in the group. That will be your entry. And what do you win? I'm going to give away three prizes, generous prizes, if I might add. The first prize, I'm going to give you the package, one-on-one coaching package that I call my Control, Comfort, and Freedom package. And in that package, what we'll do is you and I will talk one-on-one for a couple sessions, and we're going to either set up a better system to manage your money, depending on your needs. If you're really wanting to get out of debt, we can run those numbers. We can look at your specific situation and determine the best debt strategy payoff for you. But the bottom line here is you decide how you want to use those sessions. The second prize is a 30-minute one-on-one call with me where we could talk about one pressing issue and we'll tackle that, and I'll give you some action steps to take, right? And the third prize is I'm going to give away a 3-month membership to my Fearless Money Sisterhood program. So with the first prize, my one-on-one Control, Comfort, and Freedom package, that's like me giving you approximately, it's a $500 value. So it's like giving you $500 to spend or to invest in yourself and to better your financial situation. The second prize, you're saving yourself $100. It's a value of $100. And the third prize for the membership, it's a savings of $190. So that's a $190 value. So no worries. If you're, let's say you're driving, all the details on what you can do to enter, what you need to do is all listed on the show notes for you. So don't worry about that. You can refer back to this at jenhemphill.com/74. So I have an important question for you. Are you game? Because I know I am. Even though I'm not going to win anything, I'm going to be doing this right along with you. It's a fun thing to do. It's going to bring you joy. It's going to be rewarding for you. So I really, really hope that you join me. So that is a wrap for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out all the details in the show notes at jenhemphill.com 74. So if you want to share more about this particular episode, because you know you have some friends that are more than willing to do this as well, right along with you, share this episode with them. Just, you can share jenhempill.com/74. You can have them look up the podcast. There's so many ways to find this. So it's easy to do. Just remember, it's episode 74. So thanks again for listening, and we'll chat again next Thursday. I'm excited to be doing this right along with you.